Just need one thumbs up from someone and we can start. I see Robo is here. We're going to wait for Aiden and maybe start in a few minutes. Can I just quickly check if you guys can hear me okay? All right, fantastic. All right, guys, let's just wait. Hope everyone is doing okay. If you have any questions, please do raise your hand in the end of this space and I'll pull you up and you can ask your questions. There is a chat thing as well, so if you are shy and don't want to speak, you can you can basically type in the questions and I'll pick them up as well. So let's wait for Aiden to come. Robo is already here, so we will start shortly. Thank you very much all for coming. Let's give Aiden one more minute.
Hello.
Hey, Aiden, can you hear me?
Yep, I can.
Fantastic. Okay. All right. Thanks, Aiden, for coming. Robo is here. I see a few familiar faces in the audience. So
people, let's... Can you pull Robo up on stage as well? Or make him a host?
Okay. I sent you a request, Robo, to be a co-host, if you can accept that. Well, maybe Moons, can you do that? Maybe he's not seeing my request. I managed to send him request. Robo,
all right, well, I guess we can kick things off in the meantime while we wait for Robo.
Let's do that. So hello everyone, in the meantime I'm troubleshooting. We'll have a update from Aiden about what the team has been up to, and we'll spill any alpha. All right, Robo, in the meantime, can you leave and join again, please? Thanks.
So there's a couple of governance topics that we're gonna discuss this week. We're gonna bring Robo up for this, if he can figure out the technical issues. But before that, we'll just talk generally about what's been going on at Stride. It's been a slower news week overall. I would say we had kind of a big sprint early on in the year with SCTIA, and we're kind of like doing some maintenance, cleaning up some technical debt, figuring out what big new initiatives we want to work on right now. So I'll talk a little bit about those two things. The first is cleaning up technical debt. I think in general, in a startup, things are moving really fast all the time. And by far the most important thing to do is ship products quickly. So that's what we've been doing for about 2 years now. We just passed Stride's 2-year anniversary. But along the way, we've broken some things, and some of our internal infrastructure needs updating and things like that. So we've really hardened our internal infrastructure and made our alerting much more reliable and just better overall. This is, I think, really, it sets us up well for expansion. So right now we have 10 different Slack channels internally. It might even be a good idea for us to make this alerting just totally public so everyone can see it all the time. But we get alerts every couple hours that just say that, all the relay, all the IBC relays are up, all the Stride invariants are working, everything is the whole system is just kind of working as expected. It sounds like a small thing, but with a system as complex as Stride, especially where things happen cross chain, if another chain goes down, which happens sometimes during upgrades, or if a chain has an upgrade and some logic breaks and we need to fix something, it's really useful to have these alerts, because we have, I think, is it 14? So many are losing track. 14 LSTs now. It's critical that we kind of keep an eye on everything. And as we add more, like as we approach 30, 40, whatever, it's just not even feasible for one human to keep an eye on all the different LSTs. We need automated alerts.
Yeah, I always wonder how you guys manage all of this. And first of all, yeah, congratulations for the second year anniversary. And just for the sake of audience, you use the term technical debt. In layman language, is that just fine-tuning things internally? What do you mean by technical debt?
Yeah. So there's actually a good meme. If you've seen like the, I'll post on Discord after. If you've seen the Simpsons meme where Homer is like standing in front of Marge, he looks all strong, but like he's got some fat tied up behind his back. That's kind of how I would describe technical debt. Like sometimes there are trade-offs that you can make that allow you to move a lot more quickly, but then you leave like to-dos or things that you have to fix later or make more elegant. So sometimes this is like literally just us as founders or as a team doing something that's like very manual. It's a bit hard to like describe without getting super technical, but that's the gist. Just like to-dos in our code base, things to clean up, hardening our internal infrastructure, kind of just like cleaning house.
Okay, yeah. So I think this was perfect week to do so as well, because the team has been on absolute tear from, you know, when we first launched ST Atom, right up to, I would say, ST Saga. It has been nonstop, every week, something crazy fast. So I think it was a nice week for you guys to reflect on things. And yeah, I think automated AI agents maybe managing ST tokens might be a good idea. Anyhow.
And the second thing that we've been working on internally, which I'm actually really excited for, and I think people like haven't fully internalized how crucial this is going to be for Stride's Celestia strategy, is Hyperlane. So just a quick refresher, the idea of Hyperlane is it is a bridging protocol for rollups. So where Cosmos chains use IBC, rollups in the Celestia ecosystem will use Hyperlane. In particular, in the Celestia ecosystem, there is a type of rollup called a sovereign rollup. The Celestia ecosystem actually came up with this idea. And the idea is most rollups settle to an external chain. So if you have like Dimension or Initia or Ethereum, these are all settlement layers for rollups. So the rollup builds on top of the settlement layer. It has like some optimistic or like ZK fraud proving window. At a certain point, it inherits more economic security from the base layer itself. But Celestia had this idea of a sovereign rollup. And the idea there is rather than settling to a chain, it just settles to itself. So it looks and feels more like a classic blockchain where there are validators and there are full nodes. And instead of like some external chain validating the state of the chain, it's just the users running full nodes. Take Forma, for example, which will be a sovereign rollup in the Celestia ecosystem built on top of Astria. It's an NFT marketplace. Rather than settling to a settlement layer, I can just, and getting economic security that way, I as an end user can just run either a Forma full node or a Celestia light node and get some security guarantees around the sovereign rollup. So it's a pretty cool, novel idea. And in particular, it's very Celestia native. So Forma is actually going to be launching quite soon. They've been, you know, talking about dropping hints on Twitter and things like that. And it'll use TIA as a gas token. And this is really, really exciting. I think for an asset to have money-like properties, being used as a gas token and collateral is one of the most important things. And denominating, you know, assets in that token. So with Forma, it's kind of like, it's kind of perfect because TIA is the gas token and NFTs will be denominated in TIA. So TIA is really centric to this ecosystem. And Stride is going to be launching alongside Forma. So we're just waiting for Forma to launch, and then you'll be able to bridge your Tia from Celestia to Forma through Stride's Hyperline connection. So super exciting.
Yeah, and that's very exciting. I think today, NIM, I think there is a project called NIM launched, and I'm listening so many issues in terms of how do I RBC this? How do I send this to other chains? And it is quite a mess, to be honest with you. So I think easily transporting tokens among the rollups is really important. So yeah, really excited for that as well.
Yeah. And the other cool thing about this in particular is the way that I see the rollup ecosystem evolving is not that all of them will have hyperlink connections between them. That's kind of like a bridging nightmare. So I think rather than like bridging from Celestia to Stride to Forma to another rollup, probably what you'd want to do is bridge from Celestia to Stride to Forma, and then back down to Stride into another rollup. So Stride looks a bit like the bridging hub for Celestia rollups. Forma is, of course, the first one, but yeah, hopefully many more will launch soon. That's about all that I have. I think, Robo, you have a couple of governance things that you were going to talk through. We can probably shift over to that.
Robo, you want to test your mic?
Yeah. Hey, can everyone hear me?
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was trying to join from the Stride account, and I guess it's given me some issues with Twitter Spaces in the past, just based on my permissions. So I have to join from my personal, but we'll see if we can get that worked out for next week. Yeah, so a couple of interesting governance proposals that are currently in voting. The first of these is the Cosmos Hub IST minting proposal. And just to give like a quick background of this, IST is a decentralized stablecoin. You can kind of think of it like DAI in Ethereum, where basically you lock up assets in their PSMs and vaults, and then borrow, mint and borrow a stablecoin called IST against that. And IST is a stablecoin that people, you can tell the demand is there, right? Like I think, for example, on UMI, it's like the lending APR is like 65%, which shows that, you know, there's a lot of borrow demand, but not really a lot of like liquidity. So this asset is kind of has been held back by liquidity. So the basically the Agoric, I think it's actually the DCF, like an Agoric affiliated entity, thought that potentially the best way to help kind of bolster liquidity would be to do this this governance proposal to use some of the Cosmos Hub community pool Atom to mint IST and then deploy it to various DeFi protocols in the Cosmos ecosystem. So that'd be, you know, Osmosis, Shade Protocol, Quasar, Astroport, a few of these. I believe the proposal itself is set to pass tomorrow. There was previously a signaling proposal that passed pretty overwhelmingly. So the kind of exciting thing for Stride about this is that they're using the community pool Atom will be liquid staked with Stride and deposited into the vaults. So this is great for Stride. It's extra TVL and revenue for the protocol and STRD stakers. But it also benefits the Cosmos Hub by deploying Atom to act as collateral and earn staking rewards where it wasn't doing so before. It was just kind of sitting there and becoming devalued. So that's something that's exciting. We should see that liquidity start to get deployed over the next week. So we'll kind of keep an eye out for that.
That's fantastic, Robo. And again, I think what this shows as is a Stride is a very important player in terms when protocols, if they have large community pools and they want to do something with it, I think they should come to Stride. And yeah, I think it's everyone benefits here, Hub benefits, community benefits, and of course, Stride Stakers benefit as well. So great news. Yeah, thanks. That's great.
It just highlights kind of one of the benefits of ST assets, right? Is if you're providing collateral and just Atom, you're at the same time getting, you know, devalued. You're not accruing staking rewards. You know, there's this kind of like hurdle rate that makes providing liquidity as collateral inefficient. But having, you know, liquid staking tokens as your collateral sort of eliminates that opportunity cost. So it's, you know, the cool thing is just to sort of like see other projects coming in and saying, okay, we want to do this really interesting and unique liquidity deal, but you know, we can't really do so efficiently without an LST provider like Stride. And I think Agoric and Stride already have like a really strong relationship, right? Like the huge overwhelming majority of all collateral for IST is currently ST assets. And I expect that'll probably continue into the future. The second one, sort of the second governance proposal, sort of touches us a little bit more directly. Some of you may have seen last week, we posted a blog post about transitioning certain host zones to copy staking. And this is sort of like the continuation of that. The first host zone copy staking proposal has Robo, just...
Can you tell us what copy staking is? Just
Yeah, absolutely.
Because anyone in the audience doesn't know. Thanks.
Yeah. So for a little bit of background, Stride currently delegates to a lot of host zones using a council process, basically where you know, a subset of the host zone community is chosen to act as a council, and then they evaluate validators on certain like objective and subjective criteria. And this is great, right? It sort of like helps with you know, host zone health and ensures that validators who contribute to the chain are being rewarded for doing so. But we've seen at the same time that some concerns have come up about LSTs, you know, being too opinionated or playing too much of an active role in choosing validators. So Sunny from Osmosis kind of raised this concept with us, gave us the idea to build out an additional mechanism that we call copy staking, which is a little bit more neutral. And basically what it does is it copies the delegation preferences of non-liquid stakers by delegating to all of the validators in the active set according to existing stake weight. So the really interesting thing about this, right, is you have these dynamics between validators and delegators where if the delegator doesn't like the way a validator votes, or, you know, they act in their own interests or something like that, the delegator can just redelegate away. And, you know, that incentivizes validators to act in the best interest of the host zone. But with other LST delegation models, you can envision a situation in which an LST provider gets so much stake, and if they're delegating to a validator, that validator may care less about what the delegator wants and care more about what the LST provider wants. So copy staking is a way to sort of avoid that outcome by preserving that. So basically, like, if I have a delegator that redelegates away from a validator, Stride will also redelegate a portion of their stake away from the validator to kind of like preserve that dynamic.
Quick question, Robo, on this before you go further. Is this going to be a choice whether, let's say, a new LST token we're going to launch? Would this be a choice of the Stride methodology and copy staking methodology, or would it be down to the protocol basically choosing what they want to do?
Yeah, so that's a great question. The council model will definitely still be available. We anticipate that some chains will prefer this neutral approach, like Celestia is definitely, you know, one. Osmosis, I think, remains to be seen. We'll kind of see how this governance proposal goes. But at the same time, other chains will want LSPs to be more opinionated, because we can actually play an active role in, like, helping to decentralize the chain, I think a really great example of this is DYDX, where they have such a top heavy validator set, you know, Nakamoto coefficient of like 4, top validator with like 20% vote power. The last thing that they would want is for us to add to that effectively and just like, you know, delegate 20% of our stake to the top validator.
Okay, so yeah, so that's great. So they will have a choice.
Yes.
And there is another issue which immediately, because I think like a retail person here, so I don't really want to delegate to people who are charging me higher than 5%. Or so if I am, I don't know, for me, I would much rather prefer someone with less commission and better uptime, better voting record, so on and so forth. So how would we tackle all of that?
Yeah, I think that's one of the trade-offs that protocols have to make when they make this decision, right? Is we can optimize for things like that. And that's in effect sort of what the existing council process does. But you have to recognize that once you start making decisions like this, the LSP is no longer being neutral, right? And so there's this very interesting trade-off between LSP neutrality, preserving delegator power, and kind of like curating for, you know, individual things that protocols might want. The best thing about this is protocols can now choose for themselves, right? So Stride is the only liquid staking protocol right now that offers protocols that choice.
That's great. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. Any other governance update, Robo?
Nothing imminent. Might be a few things coming up in the next week or two that we can talk about on Firestride, but those were the two main ones. I think it's the Osmosis one is really important. So, you know, go make your voice heard, especially if you're an Osmo staker or an ST Osmo holder. Very important to kind of discuss these trade-offs thoroughly.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, folks. Let's open this up then for further question answers. And I don't want to be the only one asking questions. So unfortunately, I'm not seeing any text messages. We are having some technical difficulties today. So if you want to speak, please raise your hand and request, and then I'll pull you up, or either Moons or myself can pull you up. In the meantime, Aiden, any final conclusions, words before someone comes up?
Nope. I don't think so.
Okay.
I would just say keep an eye out for Forma, and definitely try it out. I think it'll be cool to first try out Hyperland on Stride. We've already, you know, tested everything out on the back end, but it'll be cool on the front end. And then definitely try out Forma as well. I think it'll be the first, like, you know, really Celestia native project. So very exciting stuff.
Fantastic. And the retail question here is, would there be a token of Forma?
I have no idea. There will be NFTs. So
there we go.
We'll see. We'll see what gets launched. I know people are excited about the sloths. So my guess is they'll have some competition.
Ah, here we go. Bad kids, come on. All right, guys, any questions, please? Now is your time to request to speak. I'm not seeing any questions. Let me quickly check if I got sent any. If not, then I don't want to keep you guys waiting. So if there is no questions, I'm going to close this space. Guys, one more minute. There is no text message to me either. So, all right, folks, really appreciate it. We're going to continue alternating between Discord and Twitter, but again, that's my preference. The audience is on crypto Twitter. And then I think this is the place where we will be hosting spaces more often. So watch the official channels, join us on Discord. Any questions, any further questions on copy staking, on the IST proposal, on Forma, on Hyperlane, please come.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. books and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Ten spaces.